Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. A couple things. Signed Josh Stamer to the active roster. Currently have one roster spot open and some things that we're looking at in terms of filling that, but I'll let you know when we do that as we move forward. In terms of the quarterback situation, had a chance to sit down with both guys, which is what I wanted to do before I shared the decision with anybody else. And Brady will start this week against Baltimore. I think that he's had some good weeks of practice, liked what he did over the bye week practices. I think that he's worked hard since the first transition was made, and I respect that. And that's what I asked him to do, and look forward to him taking advantage of this opportunity and helping us improve offensively. In terms of Baltimore, one of the things that happens is as you play conference opponents for the second time, there's more familiarity, and you go back and you look at the first game and look at the opportunities that were there, and there were opportunities in all three phases that I didn't think we did a very good job capitalizing on. On special teams, there are three guys that we identified that we needed to control in order for our return game to be effective, and they had five out of the nine special teams tackles. You got to protect the football. We had four turnovers. Defensively, it's a very good running game, and weren't very good there. Flacco, I think, continues to improve and didn't disrupt him very much. His quarterback rating was outstanding, and they generated some big plays. And then all three of those things will kill you. I think it's a creative pressure package that they have defensively, and even when they don't pressure, they've got players that can cause problems. So we have our work cut out for us. The positive thing is having the exposure that we've had with some of the new guys, even from my perspective, the coaching squad's perspective, I think that familiarity should help us, and the work that we did over the bye week should help us as well. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
This decision now, will you stick with this the rest of the season?
Yeah, with any of these decisions, I'm not looking to change, and that's never the intention when a decision like this is made.
What makes you think Brady will play better than he did the first time?
Well, I like to think that throughout the course of the season, guys continue to improve, and he's had more time in the system. I think he's done some good things in the role that he was playing, which is what I asked of him. I think he's worked at the same level that he worked at when he was the starter and prior to becoming the starter. And to me, that's the key for any type of improvement. And that's what I'm looking for.
Will Anderson be the backup?
Yes.
Eric, from when you arrived, how much improvement have you seen in Brady, and in what specific areas he grown the most?
Well, it's hard to put in a long-term context because this is my first experience with him, and watched him some in college when he was coming out and things like that. But there's, I think his comfort level in the system has gotten better. And I think that his overall control of the offense has gotten better. And I think especially over the last 2 to 3 weeks, he's been very efficient as a passer. And I've liked the things he's done, and that's one of the things that he and I talked about last night. And there's a lot of tools in this offense that are available. I'm looking forward to him using those, and I think he can.
What does he need to do better than he did in those first 2.5 games?
Well, collectively, believe me, there's plenty all of us can do better. In all three phases, starting with myself and the coaches and moving right on down. But there were times where I feel like he really knew where to go with the ball. Maybe didn't go there as quickly as he could have. And sometimes that comes with being more comfortable. And I see that. I've seen that comfort level increase, and I'm anticipating that that'll translate.
Hesitancy to make certain throws, or just not quite getting there in a snap quick enough?
You know, sometimes the function is just going through your read progression and going with what you know. And I think he I've seen him make a lot of good decisions, and what I want him to do is be comfortable with his thought process, be comfortable with his reads, be comfortable with what he knows. And if you make a mistake, you make a mistake, but and that's going to happen. But just be comfortable with what you see and go with what you see, and I think that helps.
What do you think happened with Anderson? He's 26, he's got about 45 starts under his belt, and he seems to be regressing rather than progressing.
Well, in fairness to Derek, I think that there were a lot of things that played a part in this, and I think there's, even last game where we moved the chains and put the ball on the ground, that's hard. Where the ball was in a place where it could have been caught, and it wasn't. And where the throws that he missed, there were some of those, and there's some reads that could have been better. But I really like Derek, and I really like the way that he handled himself. I like the way that he's worked. I've enjoyed getting to know him. I don't think that I don't think by any means this is some sort of final statement on who he is. I think that it's an opportunity to continue to grow, and I'm sure he will.
Eric, in Brady's first stint as a starter, the vast majority of his throws, completions, and incompletions were very short yardage throws. And I'm curious if that was more a product of the game plan or more of a product of his checkdowns and what he wanted to do with the ball, and what do you see in the future in terms of maybe lengthening those throws, yeah, or game plan?
To me, it's not going to be a function of we have to throw it, to this place this many times because you're only completing short balls. Throw it to the open receiver, and that's what I'm looking for. Whether it's a hitch, whether it's a checkdown, whether it's tight end on a 5-yard out, or whether it's a go route to somebody, throw it to the guy who's open. And I've played against a lot of really successful quarterbacks. We played New England one time. They threw 10 hitches because of the way we were pressuring, and killed us because we couldn't get there with the heat. And they just kept being patient, taking it. And then when you come out of it, then that creates some other opportunities. But it's a function of just getting it to the right guy, getting it to the open guy, moving the chains, and scoring points.
Eric, is he overthinking things?
I think that anybody who has a lot of decisions to make has to go through those quickly. And Brady approaches everything in a very serious way, in a very detailed way. And I think that's a great quality. I really do. And then as you get into the games, you've done the work. You've done the homework. You've prepped. And now it's a function of going with what you see. And sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. And we've all experienced that. You just got to go with what you know. We do that a lot of times. I mean, it happens a lot of times defensively, too, where the secondary will see something. They feel like it's the right of adjustment. They're slow to make it, and you get some guys doing it and some guys not doing it. And at the end of the day, you just got to go with the things that you've learned. And I anticipate him doing that.
It looked like, especially at Buffalo and Pittsburgh, there are a lot of drop passes when with Derek at quarterback. But after that, it looked like he wasn't playing as well. Do you think he lost some confidence in the players around him?
No, I never got that sense at all, and I don't think that was felt by – I know it wasn't felt by me. It wasn't felt by the coaching staff, and I never saw that from any of the players. I think these guys have worked really well together. Obviously want to translate into a lot more production, but – well, this is a good group of guys, and they're committed to getting the things fixed that we need to get fixed, and I appreciate that work ethic.
As things turned out, you're 1-7. Looking back, were you too hasty in pulling him? Wouldn't he have been more productive and grown more had he still been in there?
I mean, anything like that is hypothetical, and my feeling with any decision is you make the decision at the time based on the information that you have, and you're always trying to make the best decision at that point. And that's the way that I approach it, and that's any decision. You evaluate it, you look at it, and you move forward based on the information that you have and how you feel.
How is it?
Brady's?
Yeah.
He's been consistent throughout this whole period. And same as DA was when he wasn't starting. And that's what you want. That's what you expect. It doesn't always go the way that you want it. It doesn't always go the way you anticipate it going. But you deal with the decisions and you work to improve, and you're going to get another opportunity. And when you get that opportunity, now you're in the best chance to maximize it. And he and I talked about that when we had our initial conversation, how important it was to not let the preparation drop off, to not let any of the things that he's done tail off. And he didn't.
Anticipate Derek getting another opportunity?
My comment, Jeff, was more big picture. I think that in any situation you're in, regardless of whether you're the starter, you're the backup, you need to prepare at the same level week in and week out, because you don't know when things are going to change. And look at the inside linebacker position. We've lost both our inside linebackers, and guys are getting opportunities that maybe they wouldn't have gotten had we both had Eric and DeQuell here. But with that opportunity, it's a great chance. Great chance.
Will Martin need surgery?
It's something that he's looking at with the doctors and discussing, but that decision will be made at some point.
Could that be a career threatening injury he's got?
Again, there's a lot of different opinions on all injuries, and the important thing to me is that keep talking to Eric and keep working with him and make the best decision for him.
Alignment where you had David Bowens inside and played Trusnik on the outside. I guess Trusnik, I think, led the team in tackles and all. It seemed to work out fairly well for first-time situation. And I'm curious if that's something that you feel like you might be using quite a bit going forward, or are you more looking to get the rookies inside some playing time as well?
No. That was our base set, and Bowens has played inside. He started inside last year for 5 games, so he's played inside quite a bit. He's worked inside quite a bit. And even with Jason, similar to David Vicuña, he was a guy who had only had his hand in the dirt and then worked outside and then has learned inside. And there's a lot of guys in the system who can play both, and ideally those four linebacker spots, to have the flexibility to move those guys around based on need or depth is a good approach. Trying to think of some of the other guys. We've had probably about 4 or 5 guys like that who've played both outside and inside. Cody Spencer was another guy. Brad Castle. Right on down the line, there's been quite Roman Pfeiffer.
Trusnik did. I mean, what was your kind of evaluation of that real extended playing time again?
I thought he did a really good job. He weren't anticipating initially when we made the trade to for him to be thrust into that type of role so quickly, but he was, and he took advantage of it. I sent Mike a text, just telling him, he'd be proud of Jason's progress. So,
do you get any sense these receivers will be more reliable in the second half?
Yeah, I'm looking for all of us to increase our consistency. I really am. And when you look at the body of work, there's a lot of plays that could be there, but you can't deal in could've, should've. You got to deal with what's there and what our opportunities are, and how do you change that?